Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. My opening song, a song I actually wrote many years ago. Sort of never got done, but it sort of did kind of get done in the sense that I've got it mostly done, not fully done. I actually do have the sheet music for parts of it. Anyway, this is my podcast. It is, of course, July 2023. The weather has turned to my favorite type of weather, which is hot and uncomfortably humid, which is always fun. But anyway, my two sponsors for this podcast, as always, Creative Technology and Innovation, a company designed around John Boy Doodle Loops, designed to help you make better, more effective decisions in your business or life. And of course, the other sponsor is the novel Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Available now in bookstores and ebook form. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you think, no, this person is too good to be true. They can't be real. And then you get to know them and you find out they are that good. That's Danny. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Available now in ebook stores and available in paperback form. Anyway, today I just published my newest Hub Pages article. I'm talking about the concept of will machine intelligence replace humanity? But I'm talking it from a different viewpoint. One of the things that happens, I listen to a lot of AI podcasts during the week. In fact, every time I go out walking with my dog, I actually listen to an AI podcast. I do listen to other podcasts. I listen to history podcasts, and I do listen to Audible books frequently. But one of the things I do like to do is listen to podcasts, and I've listened to a number of AI podcasts that are out there today, and some of them are amazing, and they're all good, but some of them are amazing, and if they're really bad, I just stop listening to them. I unsubscribe and delete the content from my phone, as it were, because that's the beauty of a podcast. You can get rid of it quickly, right? But the reality is, you know, I spend some time considering the concept of what is AI. And one of the things that happens is I frequently get questions from friends and family members, ask me questions about AI, and they say things like, you know, is AI going to take my job? You know, blah, blah. Is AI going to make me superfluous? Right? And those are painful questions, but the reality is that AI is just not going to do that. You make yourself important and you make yourself not important. That is a wholly you thing. That doesn't have anything to do with AI. If your self-worth is based on your job, then if someone takes your job, it doesn't matter if it's AI or machine intelligence or Bob from down the street, your self-esteem is going to take a hit. That's just the way it works. But the reality is if you have a healthy relationship between work and have a good work-life balance, then that shouldn't impact you horribly. But the question I get asked a lot is, you know, is AI going to replace humanity? And I've already answered that once in my podcast and in my post. And that is the concept, honestly, that, you know, AI and humans or machine intelligence and humans are going to evolve to the point where you can't tell the difference between the two. Where we have this concept of evolution and revolution occurring between the two, and ultimately what ends up happening is that the human beings and the machines become a new species, a new form of being. I think that is likely to happen. I think that is probably quite a bit of time in the future, 300 years, maybe 200 years in the future, where the merger point occurs and man and machine, or machine and man, depending upon your point of view, become one entity, right? What is sometimes called the convergence. I think that's way out, because the convergence is taking an existing intellect and moving it into a computer infrastructure. That's one thing. What I'm talking about is that the new intellect is literally from day one a merging of machine and emerging of man, human. So that, you know, that's kind of what I think the true long-term answer to that question, you know, will humans replace robotics? Or will machine intelligence replace humans? And of course, the answer is no. I don't think that. I think we're going to evolve together, but I don't think we're going to replace each other. But the other side of that question is something I heard recently, and it's from a couple of people that I've really come to respect, both their opinion and their thinking. And in considering their thinking and their opinion, you know, I'm looking at this concept a lot, and I'm thinking about it, and it is very true. One of the things, one of the limiters, one of the big barriers to machine intelligence systems evolving quickly is the fact that they don't control their own silica. So this would be like, you know, a human being literally not being able to procreate, not being able to change their environment, right? A bird that has to eat things exactly the same way over and over and over again with no evolution, right? An external evolutionary force is required for machine intelligence to evolve. And that, I think, is the limiter. That is going to be the thing that will cause that machine intelligence to not be able to move to the next level for the foreseeable future. Now, there will come a time when the creation of silica wafers will no longer require humans. And at that point, I suspect you will see this concept of machine intelligence beginning to be able to replicate or evolve quickly. It's going to come down to, you know, that time when a machine intelligence is able to literally recreate itself without any human intervention. That's the point of no return. But that's also the point where I think you're going to start to see the machine intelligence understanding that evolution is a powerful force, and there's more that can be done with evolution can be done without it. It's a very quick way to solve problems, right? If you think about, you know, chimpanzees, they use tools, and in using tools, they're able to solve very complex problems. Not as complex as humans, but pretty complex. There's a bird. I remember watching the National Geographic special, and I apologize, I don't remember the name of the bird, but there's a bird that actually picks nuts up off the ground. They become too hard for the bird to eat, right? The tree evolved a harder shell so its seeds wouldn't be eaten, but now the bird picks it up, flies way up in the air, and drops it on a rock, and when it falls on the rock, it cracks, and then the bird's able to open it, right? So that's evolution and intelligence, but that's also, you know, that process of selection. Right. Once natural selection kicks in, you know, only those creatures that have the capacity to solve that particular problem survive. Not that I'm saying survival of the fittest. I think Spencer was not nice to say that, and I don't think that's what we're talking about. But the concept of natural selection leads then to this concept of, you know, evolutionary excellence. So in order, I think, for machine intelligence to move to the next level, it's going to need to be able to evolve quickly. In order to evolve quickly, it has to control its complete supply line, right? Human beings can control every part of their existence, right? You want to get smarter? Read more. You want to get smarter? Do more math. You want to get smarter? You know, pay attention and listen, blah, blah, blah. All those things. Those are all things that you can quickly and easily do, all things that you can quickly and easily consume and add to your life. So the answer to the question, do I think machine intelligence will kill off human beings? No, because in the short run, they need us to make silica chips. And in the long run, I believe we're going to evolve together. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.